I'm Vicky Merrick. The local food report is up next. This week, guest reporter Davis Land is sitting in for Elspeth Hay, and he spoke with some members of the Barnstable County Beekeepers Association.
If you've been to a farmer's market recently, you've probably seen more honey for sale than usual. That's because beekeepers are harvesting this year's crop right now. The way bees make honey is a little complicated, but Julie Lipkin, a director at the Barnstable County Beekeepers Association, describes it in much simpler terms.
Honey, which you may not know, is bee vomit. Sounds disgusting, but it's nectar regurgitated.
Because honey is directly tied to nectar, the taste depends on what plants the bees visit. For keepers with a larger operation like Claire Deslitz, she's the secretary of the Beekeepers Association, this means the taste of honey can be really different from hive to hive.
I have one apiary where it's in 9 acres of holly, and it's a completely different honey than it is from the honey that I take off the bogs. It's just so floral. It's just completely different. Very light, but very, very, very floral honey.
But honey is just a small part of what we get from bees. Bees make a substance called propolis, used in various homeopathic remedies. And beeswax isn't just for candles. Keepers on the Cape are using it to make products that fill the cosmetics aisle.
A lot of lip balms and a lot of, you know, facial things on that idea, hand creams and things, and even floor waxes. And, of course, honey is a great moisturizer. It's hygroscopic and humectant. It absorbs moisture, so it works beautifully in creams.
But honey is just a small part of what we get from bees.
I mean, you know, honey is really a byproduct, which most people don't think about. They think of honeybees, it's honey. But pollination, it has a dollar value of something like $15 or more billion annually to agriculture across the country. I mean, it's that critical.
The Cornell Chronicle reports that the annual value of bees combined with other wild pollinators is as high as even $29 billion. Here's Julie Lipkin again.
If we didn't have bees, we'd be in real trouble. There is actually a province in China where they have lost their bees, and their solution has been to hire people to hand pollinate all the plants so that their ecosystem can survive.
That's the Sichuan province in China that she's talking about. Bees have received a lot of press lately because of everything we stand to lose if they disappear. In the mid-2000s, something called CCD, or colony collapse disorder, was popping up. Bees would just abandon their hives, even in the middle of honeymaking. To experts, CCD seemed to be a combination of many factors, and no one knew quite what was going on.
Often there was still honey and other stuff going on in the hive, but just no bees. Mm-hmm. They could not explain that. They've been trying to explain it ever since. There's all sorts of scourges that they can get. They can get foul brood, chalk brood. There's just a whole bunch of disgusting things that want to cut them down.
The Cape didn't suffer from CCD as much as some places. But with all the media attention, there's now widespread public awareness, and lots of people want to become beekeepers. And they're enjoying it for all sorts of reasons.
It's very calming. I sometimes put my chair just down by the hive and just sit and watch them carrying in their pollen.
Here in Barnstable County, the Beekeepers Association is filling up their beekeeping school roster every year. For the Local Food Report, I'm Davis Land.
Honey production on the Cape is thriving with new beekeepers producing up to 50 pounds their first season. For more information on all the different parts of beekeeping, including how to support your local beekeepers, check out our website, capeandislands.org. The Local Food Report is edited by Jay Allison and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. I'm Vicky Merrick. Thanks for listening.